Hi, this is a dictation for patient Deontre's Kaif. D-E-A-N-T like Tom, R-E, Deontre. Last name is Kaif, S-C-A-I-F-E. Date of birth is 5-16-82. Date of visit is 6-11-2024. Date of accident is 6-4-2024. The patient has a chief complaint of severe pain in the neck, lower back, both shoulders, history of severe headaches, and associated with dizziness, vertigo, memory loss, and insomnia, blurred vision, anxiety, leg pain. History of automobile accident is as follows. The patient was traveling as a front seat passenger in a Chrysler van with three other people. The driver was his brother's girlfriend, and then his brother was riding in the back, Dominic. He himself was a front seat passenger, restrained, and were going on Gratiot eastbound near French Road. The patient reported that they were rear-ended while they were trying to make a left turn from the middle lane of the Gratiot Road. And the airbags deployment is unknown, but the patient was wearing seatbelt. He passed out for a few minutes. Was it a hit and run accident is unknown, and the police didn't arrive and ambulance didn't arrive at the scene. Patient has not checked the records. So regarding the damage to the car, patient report that the car was completely totaled. The whole back of the car was completely smashed, and back of the van was pushed into the seats in the front. Although nobody died, but the accident was quite severe. It must have been more than 50 to 60 miles an hour. Regarding the injured, patient passed out and doesn't remember the entire accident. When he woke up same night at the hospital, he didn't remember anything about the accident, but he experienced severe pain in the left shoulder and the abdominal wall. And patient was taken to DMC hospital by ambulance overnight. He had 17 staples in the occipital region, and the CT scan of the whole spine, skull, everything was done, was found to be negative for any bleeding or any fractures, and then the patient was discharged after that. Patient was never put on any vent or any ICU admissions. There was no history of any incontinence or any other fracture or bleeding. He was given a Valium for the night and some Motrin. History of presenting illness, patient reports of headaches which are 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, and he was injured on 6-4-2024, and he is being seen here at the advanced pain care for further management of the issues. The headaches are located in the front and the back of the head, and he has staples, around 20 staples in the back of the head, and they are moderate to severe, constant headaches, steady, and they're sensitive to light but not to the noise, associated with nausea but not with vomiting, seizures, or aura. Additional symptoms of TBI, patient reports of dizziness, loss of consciousness at the time of accident, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, lack of focus, loss of concentration, fearful of the event, spots in the vision, and his left jaw is painful, left TMJ, but taste and smell is not affected. He has no vertigo, no loss of equilibrium, seizures. He denies any confusion, any nausea, vomiting. He denies any incontinence or blurred vision. In addition, patient has weakness, lightheadedness, fatigue, but denies any subtle anesthesia, sleep disturbance or anxiety, depression, panic, and he denies any numbness or tingling of arm or the legs or finger of hand or toes. Regarding the pain, patient reports of ongoing pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back to the tune of 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 with no radiation. Also, patient has pain in both the shoulders, and they are 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. The patient reported that these pains are constant and are described as throbbing, shooting, sharp, aching, and tiring, exhausting, and fearful. The patient reported that the pain is 10, and also ADLs are affected 10. Modified factor for the pain, pain is worsened by standing and walking and is improved by nothing. And there is some muscle weakness patient reports on both upper extremities, but not a whole lot. He is able to have a good grip and is able to walk around well without any adaptive device. And he can raise his arms pretty reasonably. He has no bladder bowel incontinence, no numbness, tingling, pain scenario. Regarding the past investigation and treatment, patient has had been treated at the DMC hospital, and X-rays, MRIs, CT scans have been done. Other than that, he has not seen any other doctor since the discharge from the hospital. Kindly review the records for the system review. For the ADLs, for surgical history, allergy history, family history, relationship status. He lives alone. He has one female child, 20-year-old. Employment status. Patient used to be a truck driver, has not been working due to the pain since the accident, and is not disabled. Mr. Kousan, K-O-U-S-S-A-N, is the attorney. Personal history. Patient does drink occasionally, smoke one pack per day for the last 20 years. And does not use recreational drugs. Please use the records for the ADLs. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 148 over 85, pulse is 49, pulse ox is 97. The patient is 6 feet and 1 inch, weight is 245. 42-year-old gentleman, African-American race, of a good built, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, sitting comfortably. He has a bandage on his head due to the laceration in his occipital area with 17 staples. Other than that, patient is hydration is good, well nourished, well built, does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Patient does appear anxious but not lethargic. He has a good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without any adaptive device. So in the skin, please mention a scar in the occipital area, but I have not physically seen it because there is a very good dressing and I didn't want to remove it. However, it has been 7 days and the patient was directed to go to the DMC hospital. There is no other scars are noticed. Rest of the exam, from head to psychiatric evaluation, neurological examination and musculature examination, are all normal. No muscle spasm was noticed anywhere. In the musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation is from the temporal spine tenderness. Could not be seen because the whole examination could not be done. But the patient was in severe pain and could not be a range of motion of the cervical spine, lumbar spine, could not be done. So when I see him next week, I'll complete this musculoskeletal examination. Extremities examination also could not be done. The examination will have to be redone and redictated. Diagnosis. V8 9.2 XSD, R26.89, Z79.891, S09.90XA. In the CNS, R51, R42, F41.2, F32.9, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0, shoulder pain M25.511, M25.512. Cervical spine and 54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4, XXA. In the thoracic spine, I'm 54.09, 54.6, S23.3, XXA. In the lumbar spine, I'm 54.551.27, S33.5, XXA. Sacroiliac spine, I'm 46.1. Plan of care is from the template treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy has been ordered to involve neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders, abdominal wall, and retraction massage and cold pack is provided. Disability for work, hospital replacement and attended care for 4 hours, 7 days. He has an injury to his abdominal wall where there is some tenderness in the rectus abdominis muscle. Transportation is checked and case management is checked. Following medications are provided: naproxen 500 twice a day for 15 days, 30 tablets for anti-inflammatory, trazodone 100 mg at night for sleep, Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day for muscle relaxation, lidocaine gel 5% 200 gram for topical pain relief, narcotic medication, Narcan over 325 daily, one pill in the morning for 7 days. MEPs were reviewed and labs were reviewed. The patient is found to be in compliance. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of available MRI and other imaging records, none are available. Past medical records, patient, we have ordered release of the records from the hospital, DMC. Intervention pain procedures, none are being recommended at this time. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care and caseworker, none. Caseworker is, patient walked with a caseworker. Past medical records are being ordered release. Investigations, no investigations are being ordered until we have reviewed the records from the hospital. And DMEs, the patient is provided with a back brace, neck, and a tens unit. A prescription for quad cane and also rollator walker is provided to help. Education, yes. Follow visit in 7 days. Contract and personal support, yes. Thank you.